Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, this is Chris Stamos, and you're listening to Voices of Woman on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome you today to this hour, where I'll be introducing you to some amazing women leaders and authors. And today we have some interesting women sharing their ideas on compassion, how we can shine light, our light in the world, and how we can find balance with the divine and human within us. So as we enter this holiday season, these are issues that come up for us. How do we find compassion in this flurry of activity that surrounds us? Wherever we go, we see the busyness of life, and we can feel overwhelmed by it. I know I do at times. So how can we feel that oneness we all desire when our active life just takes over? It tends to do that this time of year. So I'd like to suggest to you to sit down now before it gets too hectic and write down what you desire for yourself and your family for the holidays. What do you want your days to look like? What do you want to experience? What does it sound like, feel like, look like? Describe it all. Bring in all your senses and know you can create this experience that you desire rather than being controlled by the outer, hectic, crazy world. And this is the season of giving. So what can you give that's truly from yourself to those you love or to those in need? And remember, this also means giving to yourself. And one way you can gift yourself is come to Women of Wisdom in February. It's in Seattle, February 17th to the 21st. You can view the whole conference of all the events on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And we have a special. Register by December 15th. You're going to save $100. So let me introduce you to your first guest today, Reverend Guo Qin. Reverend Qin is a Buddhist nun who embraces compassionate action, interspiritual inquiries, and circle leadership. She is the founder of TCN Buddhist Center, co-creator of Women of Spirit and Faith, and is an ambassador for the Council of Parliament of World Religions. And you can view her website at www.womenofspiritandfaith.org. Hello, Qin. Welcome to Voices of Women.
Hello, Chris. It's good to be here.
So we're going to talk about the science of the compassionate feminine mind. You're going to do a mini workshop at the conference this year on that. What does the feminine mind look like to you?
Well, I want to use some shorthand terms for just psychological profiles based on the average scores obtained when testing women as a group or the average scores obtained when testing men as a group. So we're talking about female brain, male brain, to begin with, as just shorthand terms. And the male brain is more stressed in terms or more emphasizing systemizing, whereas the female brain stresses empathizing. And then we could, of course, it's not about the generalizations that all men have lower empathy or that all women have lower systemizing skills. But this is what some of the averages are. And then, so with that as the baseline, we can then explore a little bit more, too, as to what an extreme male brain might look like, what an extreme female brain might look like. And an extreme male brain, I think, is often represented by individuals with autism, where there is less of a, they have less indicators as far as noticing other people's feelings. And so then with extreme female brain, there is what is an unknown territory at this point. And this is where I would like to explore more on the, this is the feminine brain part of it that very much connected to maybe the egoless, to the intuitive, and really being able to read people's feelings and respond appropriately. So with that, we can actually link the female brain and its connections with empathy to some of the neuroplasticity work that's happened. Let me just go in briefly and mention a couple of different studies that have been done. For example, on optogenetics, the recent breakthrough there is where you can actually insert a laser beam into the brain cells, and by deleting a brain cell, for example, you could up or down sociability or the sense of nurturing in an individual. So if we were to think that sociability and empathy and our sense of nurturing can now be adjusted to increase or decrease by science, obviously there's a lot of different implications in that, but we want to think about how we as individuals can attune our volume or scale of sociability, of empathy, of compassion ourselves. And very briefly, there's been with Stanford University, for example, Jenny Tsai over there, who's done a study on compassion training and how that compassion training for 8 weeks affected an individual's ability to be kinder. And this is in writing a letter to a prisoner, whether they first were willing to write the letter, and then the length of the letter and the content of empathy in that letter. So those are just some of the a very rough description of what's taken place so far, and my linking the female brain or the feminine with this idea of neuroplasticity.
So can you define, what's the neuroplasticity? Is that where you did the...
Mm-hmm. Well, neuroplasticity is the idea that our brain is plastic, that it's not static. We can actually have the ability to change our brain, or more accurately, we're changing our brain circuits. And the notion that instead of seeing the world suffering, we are actually changing our suffering mind. So that's what it's an area of that's relatively new in science, that's pioneered by Richard Davison at University of Wisconsin, along with a number of different scientists and His Holiness the Dalai Lama. They've been holding, for example, Mind and Life Institute conversations on these various leading-edge research in changing the mind, for healthy mind, how meditation, compassion meditation, can actually change our emotion and change our stress level. So in this particular time of holidays, we can imagine how if we were able to tap into a tool that can calm us. So that's what, in general, neuroplasticity is about.
So it's so it's using systems like a meditation system, or you even mentioned a laser light being able to change. What else, or even just thinking, if we're thinking, can that alter our brain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The optogenetics is using a laser beam, and that's using science, and there's, you know, ethical and legal, philosophical implications in that. What we, if we were to use something like that, you would be deleting a cell and deleting an entire part or an entire trait of your personality. Whereas what I would suggest in where we learn about tools such as whether it's mindfulness, mindfulness meditation or compassionate training, these are tools that we can use so that we're able to then decide in a particular situation, when do we want to use more of our feminine side, linked to the female brain that empathizes, or the masculine side that is more systemizing, that is more linear in thinking, for example. So we can make the decision then in using those tools in any situation to decide intentionally and ethically which along the spectrum, to what degree we like to be more masculine, more feminine, using particular parts of our brain. And now when Richard Davidson, for example, when he went to Dharamsala in the 1960s, he went in with these gadgets. You know, they would stick a bunch of little tabs on your head. So he was trying to show the monks there this particular tool of measuring compassion by sticking a bunch of nodes, kind of like a shower cap, on someone. And they started laughing. His immediate thought was, oh, yes, the gadget looks incredibly funny. But then they explained to him that in measuring empathy and compassion, it's so strange to see that you're measuring the brain. Instead, they really saw what you need to measure is the heart.
Oh, and yeah. You know, I'm going to have to stop you because we're running out of time, but I'm glad you got to the heart, because it's really, you know, that's where compassion is. So I really want to thank you for bringing this interesting topic forward, and the fact that we can change our thinking and do this. So I want to thank you, Jean. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk to Beth Lawrence, author of 7 Easy Steps.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today. Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. I have Beth Lawrence with us today, who will discuss how you can present yourself with confidence, clarity, and charisma. Beth Lawrence is a professional diva who has performed on stages worldwide as a concert singer, is a Broadway composer, has 10 award-winning CDs to her credit. She has won awards from Billboard Magazine, LA Jazz Scene Magazine, the American Song Festival, and Parents Magazine. Beth uses her 30 years of experience to help clients rediscover the joy of singing, performing, and living their big dream. And she loves developing the brilliance in others. Beth is the founder of Viva La Voice. Welcome, Beth.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's great to be with you.
So we're all presenting ourselves every day in every way, and then we worry about how others are perceiving us. So what do we need to pay attention to if we want to change how we're perceived in the world?
Well, you know, I often joke and say that my real business, I'm in the business of confidence. And we really need to be aware of several things. Our voice, for one thing. Most people think, well, gee, I was born with this voice and this is what I have. And I could tell you that you can change your voice at any time and develop a more professional voice with just a few really simple skills. Voice is so important. When you're first, our first impression of someone is really based on a lot of subliminals, the tone of the voice, our body language. So all of those things play into presenting. And really, whether you are just standing up to speak in church or you're a professional speaker, we all really can benefit and benefit in confidence levels from really paying attention to posture, very simple things initially, posture, tone of voice, and really then keying into what we're feeling and being a very authentic speaker or singer.
So you say you can, how can you really change your voice? You know, I think a lot of people, you know, sometimes there's women who have very high, squeaky voices. Well, squeaky doesn't mean be a good adjective to use, but you know, a high voice, and they, you think, oh, you know, it would be so nice if they had, could change their voice, but we're kind of, aren't we born with our voices?
Well, see, this is a popular misconception. And now, certainly there are some genetics that play into, you know, your vocal cords and vocal mechanism. But you brought up the greatest example because many times, especially for women, you will hear women who talk in what I call like a very either screechy or a very little girl voice, and they'll be speaking like this, and it gets very annoying. And honestly, that voice probably comes from there's a whole psychology of voice where you kind of hang on to things that you think worked for you as you were growing up. But once you become a mature woman, it's really, you can really gain your own power by getting rid of that little girl voice and really allowing your natural voice to come through. And I would say this for anyone who's speaking or singing. And a very simple way to do that is simply to lower the pitch of your voice. Relax the voice and just lower the pitch. So instead of talking up here like this with a kind of very high head sound, I can just relax my voice and really almost, you can visualize it, almost dropping into the chest or the heart area. And in that way, you can have a much more commanding voice, a voice that is much more professional and really much more soothing to the ear, because wherever you are presenting, let's say, whether, you know, even in conversation, people tune off if your voice is too soft and it's hard for them to hear you, if it's too loud and abrasive, or if it's high-pitched and squeaky. Also, you really want to be aware that the tone of your voice matches who you really are as a person. Sometimes we get these juxtapositions. A really great example is Mike Tyson. Early on in his career, he was this really, you know, this boxer who was just, you know, a real fearsome guy. And if you heard him interviewed, he talk way up here like that. And the two things just did not line up. So, yes, we can change our voice. Another thing is a lot of people speak with a nasal voice. A really great tip for people, if their sound is going into their nose, is to really open the throat so that the sound can come out more in the throat and really be rounded and enriched or be made to be very rich as it is in their throat rather than their nose. And an easy way to do that is simply by feeling or imagining a sort of a yawning sensation. And when you do that, when you, you really think about how that feels, that opens the back of the throat. It lifts the soft palate. And so instead of that sound going into your nose, it's going to go right where it's supposed to go, right through the throat and out the mouth in a beautiful, rich tone.
Well, you just made me do a big yawn. Yeah, and I would imagine breathing helps and grounding, you know, bringing your voice down into maybe even your stomach. So you know how you to take a deep breath and see your stomach expand, and being grounded to our earth will help think of lowering your voice because you're kind of going down more into your body.
That's a great way to do that. And also you hit on breathing. Breathing is essential for a beautiful tone because it's your breathing mechanism, breathing low and slow, almost a yoga breathing type of breathing. That is really what supports your tone. So when people, a lot of times people come to me, and I really want to say your last guest was so talking about the brain and thinking and then dropped into the heart. And this is all about when we have faulty beliefs. A lot of people come to me and say, I'm tone deaf. I cannot sing on pitch, never have. Well, unless they have some real physiological problem with their inner ear that they can't hear things, that I can fix easily by simply breathing. Once they begin to support their tone and their sound, then that gives them the energy to get on pitch. So it's things like that. Breathing is so important. And also in all of my workshops, really what I instill in people is that they probably are suffering from some false belief that, that these occur way, way in our youth when we're too young to be able to know our own inner self. And so when someone else gives us a suggestion that, you don't sing on key, let your sister sing, you know, then that becomes our belief system. And amazingly, people carry those faulty belief systems of I can't sing high, or I have a terrible sounding voice, or I'm too loud. They carry those with them their whole life. I have even worked with singers who are in their 70s going into their 80s. And many times these people will have stopped singing altogether for their entire life because they believe that they can't sing well, even though they just love singing and they would love to do it. So your belief system is so important. I most really say that probably 90% of singing is mental, because we tend to get in our own way and not only mentally cause limitations, but those mental perceptions also become physical manifestations as we tighten up our throat as we're singing, and all those things, tension, they create tension.
Yes, that's true. So again, breathing really helps on that. So going to another aspect of, because you said one of the things you really like to think you do is build confidence. So if you're working with a shy person, how does a shy person really begin to change their attitude and build confidence?
When I work with people on their stage presence, and even just in speaking to anybody or even in conversation, what you really want to do is begin to be aware of where you're having your fears, where those are coming up. And really, we're all in this together, we might say, and you really need to focus, number one, on your story, whatever you're talking about, whatever you're passionate about, whatever the conversation is. And I will call story whether you're singing a song or presenting a talk or just in conversation. Whatever that story is, you need to focus on that and not on yourself or the fear of negative judgment. And the other thing that's so important is to know that we all share common feelings, common experiences. When I'm working with singers and they are presenting a song, and really the lyric is the story, almost everyone in that audience can relate to some aspect of the song. That is where you then can completely stop thinking about yourself and your fears and whether they're going to like you or not. And you start thinking about, what do I have in common with these people that are listening to this story? And so commonality is very important. I like to say, I have a saying that, fear, public speaking is one of the still the number one fears in our culture. And I like to, and I think that goes way, way back to when we were cavemen, and if you were separated from your pack, you were in real danger. And then if you were walking through the jungle separated from your pack and you saw a bunch of eyes staring at you, well, you were pretty much thinking that you were going to be somebody's dinner. So that is a throwback, but this is really sort of what we feel when we're alone on stage and there are all these eyes looking at us. So what I like to say to my clients is, if it's your pack, they won't attack.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, we have to know that we're with everybody, and we're going to have to, I want everybody to know how to reach you. And, Beth's website is vivalavoice.com. Beth is going to give her Viva La Voice tonic recipe to listeners. If you email her at beth@vivalavoice.com and put in the subject line Transformation Talk Radio Tonic Offer. So that's beth@vivalavoice.com. And Beth is giving to two people, the first two callers will get a 30-minute complimentary coaching session at her Utah studio or online through Skype. That's your choice. It can be voice, songwriting, and be a webinar coaching. So call 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. So I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we will talk to Regine Elizabeth Michaels about integrating and balancing our divine and human natures. We'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Ragini here. Ragini Elizabeth Michaels is a spiritual mentor, behavioral change specialist, and author of 8 hypnosis meditation CDs. Her third book, The Wisdom of Your Discontent, is coming out next year. She is acknowledged by experts in her field and receives international acclaim as a trainer, mentor, and creator of her original work called Facticity. It's a tool for integrating and balancing your divine and human nature in daily life. And from 2000 to 2009, she directed the Wisdom School of Paradox Management. Hello, Ragini. Welcome
Hi,
to
Chris.
The show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, and I want to let the audience know that her name means blissful melody. I think that's very nice.
Yeah, it's a very pretty name. As I said to you earlier, I'm not quite there yet, but much closer than I used to be.
Yes, well, I think that's for all of us. So
yeah.
Many of us are on a spiritual path, and yet our daily life keeps us running. It's almost more like it runs us sometimes. You can feel that way. So that state of being, meaning for me, you know, oneness that we all desire, becomes doubly hard to find. So today, let's give our audience some helpful tools where we can, what we can do when we feel that overwhelmed with life, which especially we feel during the holidays, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the holidays.
Yeah. So you state if we integrate our divine and human nature, it doesn't mean we no longer have a dark side. It simply means we'll know how to manage it. So let's talk about how we can deal with our dark side.
Okay, well, I think one of the first things that I like to talk about with folks is to help us begin to look at how we actually are driven to get rid of it if we possibly can. We hold on to this amazing hope that if we just do enough personal growth things or say enough prayers or do enough processes, the time will come when the dark side will no longer be a part of our lives. And I say that because if you listen to people, they will often say, I still have this hideous desire to do X, or I still want to, I'm still greedy, or I'm still lustful, or I still get angry, as if there's going to come a time when you don't ever have to experience those. And what my work is about is really helping us understand that the dark and the light are two sides of the coin of being human. And to try and get rid of one side of a coin makes it no longer a coin. And so if we want to really be at peace with being human, we actually have to learn to have a different relationship with what we call our dark side.
So how do we do that?
Well, that's a very good question. What my work really is about is helping us to begin to think in terms of opposites and to begin to realize that on this plane of reality where we live our daily lives, which is in our bodies and our minds and in our emotional selves, these worlds that we live in are all made, the fabric of them is opposites. That if you have light, you have dark. If you have up, you have down. If you have in, you have out. Wet, dry, happy, sad, alone, together, connected, separate. It's just our whole world, the whole fabric of our world, both physically, mentally, and emotionally, is based upon having these polar pairs running around as the actual fabric. Unfortunately, the way we relate to it is that we say, well, to really have a happier life, we need to get rid of all the dark ones, the ones we don't like, and just have the positive ones. And that is that's the first misstep. So my work is really about helping us come back and understand that opposites is the nature of being human. And it's not about getting rid of one. It's about learning how to balance them and understand what being human really means.
So do we have to embrace our dark side then? We have to accept these parts of ourselves that sometimes feel kind of ugly to us?
Absolutely. And what my work really does is it tells you why it's in your best interest to accept it. And part of that is because it's always the other side of what you want. Right, and oftentimes what we do is we think that let me pick a polar pair for example. Let's say separate and connected, okay? Because you mentioned unity before. If I'm feeling separate, you know, then that's usually not what I want to feel because it's unpleasant, and usually for most people. And feeling connected feels very good. So the natural tendency, and I want to add, this is part of being human. It's in your brain. It's set up. It's hardwired. You move towards what you think, what you find pleasant, and you move away from what you find unpleasant. So we're naturally going to gravitate towards whatever would bring us the most pleasure, in this case, being connected to someone or to God or the universe, whatever. And in order to really understand how to embrace the darker side, which would be separate, is to understand that you honestly cannot have unity or oneness or connection without having separation. They actually go together, and that's the fabric of what it means to be human. So if you start to understand, if you start to get that, and that's a lot of what my work is about, then how to be human and divine at the same time becomes much easier.
Wow. So I'm thinking here, separate and oneness, I feel like I'm going from my left side to my right side and back and forth, and so it was kind of like a dance.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to get to peace of that is I'm finding my own rhythm so I can go from one to the other smoothly. Is that the point?
Actually, that is exactly the point, because it isn't that it's that your life experience is going to go back and forth between the two. It's going to, because that's how the larger system of life, if we want to use the notion of living systems here for just a moment, the larger system, living systems always go for balance. So life, whether you want it to do it or not, is going to go back and forth between those two to find balance. So if you want to be happier in life, the goal is to be able to let that flow happen, feel it, and paradoxically understand wherever you are, connected or separate, is not a statement about who you are. Right? Because those are the two different dimensions. The divine dimension is who you are. The human dimension is your actual experience, okay, in your body, in your mind, and in your emotional self. So it's a paradoxical thing. My work's all about paradox. It doesn't make a logical sense, but experientially, if you start to work with this, you find out how to be happy being human with a light side and a dark side.
Yes, and so you mentioned the divine side. So, so oftentimes we're striving that spiritual awakening, that we want that. And so what's the point of working towards our spiritual awakening if what we're really looking for is just the balance of being spiritual and being human?
Well, actually, about the only way you're going to find a balance between opposites, which is what being human really is, it's the experience of moving back and forth between this pattern that's hidden in the flow of life. And if you really want to be able to be at peace with that, you really do have to step into the dimension of your life that we call the divine or the spiritual. Because from that place, you can see that separation and connected are really the same thing. It's just two sides of the coin of wholeness. It's just all about being whole. And in order to be whole, you've got to have parts. And the parts that are in our universe, the physical, mental, and emotional, are opposites. That's what they are. It always breaks down into twos, And once you can see that, which you can see from the divine perspective, then it becomes much easier to move with the rhythm of it, because it has its own rhythm. It's not like your choice. It's going to go back and forth.
Yeah, and there's times we feel so great, things are just flowing, going so well, and then boom, it's always something happens, and it reminds us, it's that human element that comes back in, and then we got to deal with our stuff again. And instead of looking at it like, oh God, I got to deal with this, it's kind of like, oh, well, maybe there's a spiritual lesson here for me to learn, and, mm-hmm. and looking at it with different eyes.
Absolutely. And I think there's always, if you're on a spiritual path, you're always, ready to look and see if there's a lesson here to learn. The lesson that my work is really about is whatever personal lesson is there for you in that movement back into, you know, the bumps in the road that you're having in your life right now. The deeper lesson in that is understanding that there's always going to be bumps that come in the road. No road is smooth forever. So, because you can't have smooth without bumpy. You know, when you start to think in terms of opposites, you realize that in the way that we relate to things, how we name them and talk about them, is always in terms of opposites, I would say about 99% of the time. So once the deeper lesson here is that you're going to run into this, you know, always. So this core idea we have that we should work to get rid of it is the one that my work is about challenging, so that we can step back, take a breath, relax, and say, hey, this is here to stay. This duality thing is what being human is about. It's not about getting rid of it. It's about learning how to live with it.
Yeah, in life, we can feel more peace inside ourselves if we just know that. We spend a lot of time just denying our human. So I want people to know how they can contact you.
Okay. My website is www.facticity. That's F as in Frank, A-C-T, like the word fact, the letter I, and the word city. So it's facticity, and that refers to anything that's undeniable and unalterable in time and space, and that's duality, our opposite.
Okay.
So www.facticity.com.
Great. So the first five people to call in will receive Ragini. I'm spelling it phonetically.
That's
and
okay.
I
Ragini, yes.
Ragini's CD, Balancing in Motion. So call 800-930-2819, first five callers. It's 800-935-2819. This is Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, Elizabeth will share more about finding balance in our lives.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com. The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis. So we have a little more time with Ragini. I probably said that wrong again. Elizabeth Michaels. And we're going to go into a topic like our first guest, Guo Qing. She talked about neuroplasticity. So Ragini can talk about, let's talk about that, the brain perspective, how we can go change the brain. And that behavioral change and how it can work for people without having to think about it, that we can actually make changes in our brain.
Specifically as a hypnotist over the years, a hypnotherapist, allowed me to understand that the unconscious mind is the mind that has the most power, no matter how much your conscious mind understands. And I'm making a distinction here between consciousness and your conscious mind. No matter what your conscious mind knows, your unconscious mind is really the one that drives the show. It's always in the driver's seat. So in working with hypnosis over the years, I learned that if you really want to get a change in a person's behavior, they have to have more than the idea of it. Somehow, in order to make that change from an idea into an actual behavior, you have to get a different kind of coding or a neural pathway, if you will, laid down into the brain. And that's part of what my background is. That's what I specialize in and have a private practice in. This work itself in relationship to opposites, part of it includes specific tools that will help you actually lay down a new neural pathway in your brain. And that's really the essence of the work itself, is getting the concept that many people already have. Yeah, life is filled with opposites. Yeah, okay. And that's not enough to actually have your unconscious mind start working to help you live with that as a truth on a daily basis.
So you mentioned tools. Can you tell the audience something they can do?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we can do once you become aware of opposites, you know, is understand that they flow, they're interdependent and they flow between each other. So one of the most ancient tools that most of us know is the infinity loop. It's been used forever as a sacred tool, and it also is something that energetically follows the flow of many of the patterns of our chakras in our body. So one of the things we do in this work is we utilize the infinity loop, because the body, both energetic and physical, already recognizes it, to work with the concepts of like good and bad and right and wrong and separate and connected and alone and together. These things that cause us problems, these conceptual things that we do, we work with those in the concept of an infinity loop and get your brain to understand through my specific six-step process how these actually interrelate and how you can live with them in a better way. So part of the work is giving you the benefits of both and understanding that you have to live with what you think is the downside of it, which has a practical purpose. So if you're a listener and you want to play with this a little bit, just take something like separate and connected and imagine one of those words in one of the loops that make up an infinity loop and put the other one in the other loop. And just imagine that there's an ongoing rhythm between those two. Life flows to one and then it flows to the other and then it goes back to the other and goes back to the other. That's the essence of what we're talking about. And actually, that rhythm matches our actual experience. Like you said earlier, you have a great day and then you have a lousy day and then you have another great day and then you have another lousy day. Part of our response to that is, how come I can't only have great days? And my work is the answer to that question. Here's why you can't only have great days. Okay, and then we get that in the mind by using this specifically tool related to the infinity loop.
So if you're having one of those days that are not one of your great days, mm-hmm. if you just remember the infinity loop and remember that, you know, so here you have two circles and they connect and you're moving. You're moving in an infinity loop. You can follow that line that you go, okay, there's going to be an upswing coming soon and I'm going to be moving into the good day.
That's right.
It can happen
any
moment.
That's right. And the thing that people really want to understand about being a balanced person and a whole person is it's not comfortable. It's just not going to ever be comfortable 24/7. There's no way to create that. Not in your body or your emotional body or your physical body or in your mind, but in your soul and your heart and your spirit, you can find the peace that lets you be there with that process that is your humanity unfolding moment to moment. But you got to understand, it's not comfortable to be balanced because balancing is a process and it requires imbalance. Just like unity requires separation. Separation requires unity. So you're going to have spend time in the part of that experience that you don't find comfortable. And that's where you find a lot of peace, is when you make your peace with that. And it's in your brain and it's in your body, not just an idea in your mind. That's where my work goes. It helps you make it something that's real for your body and your mind.
Yes, it's almost like I'm aware of both at the same time and coming to peace with that. So it's like, I don't know, I guess that's the duality is being, if you're consciously aware that there are these two aspects of yourself
mm-hmm.
and you can live in both realms at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And I'm saying that the divine aspect, the divine or spiritual dimension allows us to see that there really is no antagonism between the two. There's no fight. There is friction because that's where creativity and evolution comes from. But this is by design and there is an organic unity that you can see in the two. The two, the opposites, really are an organic unity of one. So really you're talking about redefining oneness as an organic unity that exists between the two. And then you can stop trying to get rid of the two and live with it but you see it as an organic unity.
Yeah, and part of it, you know, there's that drive to be spiritual. It comes at the expense of denying the human. And so even this duality is about accepting that our humanness, that we spend so much time, I think, trying to discard it, deny ourselves
yes.
of our human nature, that it's lower, it's less than.
Right.
When
and
really,
in actuality, it's not at all. It actually is divinity in action. It's creativity in motion, divinity in action, God in motion. I mean, when you really look at it from the spiritual perspective and you're privy to seeing your own life unfold from that perspective, you can see that's all it is. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to change. The feminine energy that your work represents here is an energy that's already knows how to expand itself and embrace what is. So women have a tremendously powerful possibility here to really bring back or bring forth for the first time a real love of humanity as we are, right? Now that doesn't mean you don't change. That's why it's paradoxical because we still have a drive to become better, which is the way we're designed, right? So it's a paradoxical thing where you know you're exactly perfectly fine as you are, the human as you are, and there's some place that your spirit, your being wants to move to that's going to keep you moving and evolving.
Yes, and it drives us, those little irritations. I know I can feel it myself when I get so kind of like antsy, you know, you get so frustrated with yourself that at some point it's kind of like I reach my tipping point where I realize, okay, I can't stand this one more minute. I've got to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And that drives me to that movement of going to the balance of bringing in, well, what's my higher self, and divine nature wanting here to me to something needs to shift. And so it's actually a blessing, even though when we're in it, it doesn't feel so good.
Right. Once you can identify, and this is what my work helps you do, the downside of these things and what's uncomfortable, then you learn to see them as a signal. And then you can take the signal, you can get the input or the call a little earlier. You don't have to suffer quite as long.
Yes, and I know. I mean, after, 20 years of doing this, that's true. It doesn't take as long now. I don't take myself to that edge so much. So I want to thank you today.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ragani. Did I say
Ragini,
it right this time?
Ragini.
Ragini. Oh, my goodness. Ragini.
There you go. You did great. Rotin, don't worry about it.
And Beth Lawrence for talking with us today. They're going to be sharing their gifts February 17th to the 21st in Seattle at the 19th Annual Woman of Wisdom Conference. You can read all the events on our website, womenofwisdom.org. And don't forget the special. It's just till December 15th, $270 for a full weekend, 4 full days. You can also just register for events individually and just create your own conference experience. I'd like to leave you today with this thought. Begin now to create your holiday experience by looking inside for what you desire. What would bring you joy, compassion, and connection with others? This is Chris Danis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, wisewomanpublishing.com. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And I encourage you to check that out on the website. It's a great gift to give for the holidays. You can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. So I want to thank you all for tuning in to Voices of Women today. Please join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time. And next week on Voices of Women, I will have another set of interesting women of wisdom. So have a wonderful week, and I hope to see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stamos. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stamos.